Hi, Vigor.
Hi.
John Weifer.
Hello.
How you teach?
Ari, can you change your name to Yeshiva?
Okay, so just first we're going to do a quick, very, very quick sort of Rashi Prakim Chazara on Darashenu Miskavim, right? Back when we were talking about Misasik, so essentially we focused on the idea of detaching the person from his actions, right? There's some sort of, you know, there's a motion that's being done by the person. There's the pu'ula potentially being done by the person. However, right, there's he's not doing the ma'isa, and therefore we can pater him or even entirely exempt him from involvement with misasik. My devarshenu miskavein, we wanted to know really what, you know, what status does it have, right? Rabbi Shimon says devarshenu miskavein is mutter b'chol tara kula, especially in Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda thinks it's aser, right? We saw that there are different levels within devarshenu miskavein, right? Rabbi Yehuda potentially, some people sort of shift it towards Shabbos and say, ah, yeah, Rabbi Yehuda really thinks that even, you know, that on Shabbos, it's Darshan Miskavein is only Asr Midar Banan because Mach Shabbos, right? But he Asr Zay Midar Banan because it's Asr Midaraisa by Kol Tara Kula. That's one shift. Meaning, and Rabbi Shimon obviously right, says it by Shabbos because Melachas Mach Shabbos, Asr Torah. But in the rest of the cases, right, maybe we wouldn't paskin like it. Right, so the Sheiltos comes along and says, ah, we don't pass him like Rabbi Shimon by Kol HaTorah Kula, only by Shabbos, because Melachas Mach Shabbos HaSur Torah. Okay? Now, part of what that tells us, right, by limiting the significance of Darshan Miskavein to Shabbos because of Melachas Mach Shabbos, it kind of says that really you're doing the Malacha, really you're doing whatever it is that you're not allowed to do. But it happens to be that, you know, by Shabbos, it's only really Asur if you have a Mach Shabbos, right? So the lack of intent sort of saves you by Shabbos, but we're not saying, oh, you didn't do it. There's something wrong with what you, with the action, right? By Misasik, we're saying, oh, like it's almost as if you didn't do it or you didn't do it. It just happened. By Darshan Miskavein, that approach that limits it more towards Shabbos is saying, look, you did it, right? At the end of the day, you dragged the bench. You're aware that it could make the ditch. So there's no distinction between your pu'ula, let's say, and your ma'isa. At the end of the day, you did it. You didn't know it was going to happen, but it's definitely a suffix that it would happen. And therefore, the real chap is just that you didn't intend it. And if you didn't intend it by Shabbos, we say Melachas Mach Shabbos Asur Torah, and we'll paskin it only by Shabbos. And B'chol Torah Kula, we won't paskin it like Rabbi Shimon, and we'll say that you can't do it. Okay, that's one extreme. But the other extreme basically says, that, yeah, Darshan Miskavein is always, you know, mutter according to Rabbi Shimon, we pass in Darshan Miskavein's mutter. Even Rabbi Yehuda, you know, is, you know, is sort of on shaky grounds. And the more you say that, the more you're going to tell that there's something fundamental about the Darshan Miskavein, right, that says, oh, you know, you didn't do a chaykin. Okay? What was that? So we saw a few different shittas. I'm just going to give it like in a sort of very Rashi Prakim way. The Pnei Yoshua argues that a Darshenu Miskavein is a chisaron in the Maisa because it's only a Darshenu Miskavein if it's muchach mitoch maisav she'eno miskavein lezeh. What does it mean? Right? It's only a Darshenu Miskavein if it's clear within what you're doing that you don't actually intend for this result. So an visibly clear way in how you're doing the action, it's obvious that you're not trying to do the malach, right? So on a very basic, right, in a way of let's say, qualifying and quantifying your action, it's clearly, right, that you're doing A and you're not intending to do B. As such, even if you say, oh, some sort of mice, you know, mice B happens, right, it's clear that that's not what you're doing. And even the way you did it testifies to that fact. So it's essentially, you never really did the mice B. Because it's very clear, it's obvious from what you did that you're only trying to do action A. So it's not only that, oh, you're only trying to do action A, right, in terms of your intent, but even in the actual action that you're doing, right, we can say, oh, the action of B, right, isn't being done, right? How, what you did speaks for itself that it's dafka, a maisa of A only, and anti-B, right, not B. Okay, so therefore, says the Tanya Yeshua, if it's muchach mitoch ma'isav, that it's intentionally only davar sheino miskaven, mimela, we're not going to treat it as ma'isabi at all, because right, it's muchach mitocho that it's only that you're only trying to do A and not B. Okay, the Shari Yosher, which is Rav Shimon Shkap, so he says, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says davar sheino miskaven is mutter. Delo nikra shem hamaisa al hapeula kisha ose beli kavana. Right, he says that there's this like definition of actions. Right, you can say, "Oh, I went and I did, you know, I don't know, I went and did some kung fu, right? Or I cooked an egg, or I broke an egg, right? All those actions you can argue. If you're driving a car." Can't say, oh, he went and he was, you know, he went and smashed a bunch of eggs. I didn't smash any eggs. You're right, I was driving a car and there happened to be an egg on the road and got squished under my car. But the action I did was never, oh, I went and I did the action of smashing an egg, right? Or I never did kung fu. I fell down the stairs, right? And it just so happens that, like, I dodged all the bullets and knocked out all the bad guys, you know, like, I don't know, it must be like a scene in Kung Fu Panda where, like, you know, Po falls down the stairs. He accidentally beats up, like, all the bad guys. Right? He totally just fell down the stairs. So in a chanami, he ended up knocking out all the bad guys, right? But Tigris will still, you know, will still give him trouble because, like, at the end of the day, he'd say, oh, but I just beat him up all the bad guys. Like, yeah, but you didn't do kung fu. But he did. And so, no, right? He didn't do the maisa of kung fu. So the same thing here is true, right? Unless you're mechaving to do it, right? What's the difference between making a mess and cooking? There are two options, by the way.
Cooking results in a food, right?
Okay.
That's a distinction.
Very good. Exactly. Cookies, right? Are there cookies at the end? Right. What's the other option?
Cooking is by cooking you create a mess versus you decide to just create a mess because you felt like it. I don't know. Intent wasn't to make a mess.
Yeah, you know, just because both of them make a mess, right? If I smash a bunch of eggs, I'm smashing a bunch of eggs. If I smash a bunch of eggs intent into a bowl, right? Still making a smashing bunch of eggs. If I smash the eggs into the bowl because I want to cook with them, I didn't smash eggs, right? I'm doing that. I'm in the process of cooking, right? If, you know, if I burn down your house, which I shouldn't do, right? And it happens to be that you had like chicken in the freezer and now it's like cooked, right? You wouldn't say, oh, I cooked your egg, cooked the chicken, right? No cooking was done, right? The chicken is now no longer raw. Well, you wouldn't say I cooked it. If I stick it in the oven, right? I cooked it. Meaning, says Rosh Hashanah, what you think you're doing changes pu'ulos into maisim, right? A maisa is the movement of a person with a clear intent and purpose in a purposeful manner, right, such that it will accomplish, you know, a set goal, right? And then you have to go and figure out exactly how you want to go and accomplish that goal. Then in order for it to be a maisa as opposed to just a pu'ula, you can't just want to move, right? What you have to do is you have to be doing some sort of process, some sort of actual, in this case, constructive process. So smashing an egg versus cooking, right, depends on what you intend to do, right? If you smash them into the bowl and then you pick out the eggshells and cook with it because you're just bad at cracking the egg, is different than throwing an egg and it happens to land in a bowl, or it intentionally lands in a bowl, right? But you just wanted to smash it because you were mad. Okay, so that's Rosh Hashanah Shkap, right? Every action has like a definition to it that can only be considered you really are doing this action if it has intent, right? Because otherwise, it's just, you know, aimless wandering, which, you know, might accidentally, right? If you give like an infinite number of monkeys, an infinite number of typewriters, eventually they'll come out with the works of Shakespeare, right? When the monkeys come up with those works of Shakespeare, says Rosh Hashanah, they did not write, you know, Hamlet. They didn't write Hamlet. They didn't write it all, right? You're right that the background noise of the universe, right, theoretically, right, can create Hamlet. But it didn't write Hamlet. There's no act of writing. Just there now is this object that is, you know, identical. That's his argument, right? If there's no intent, there's no action. Actions, you know, have to be done that way. Okay. So those two basically say that the idea of Darshan Skyving lies in the definition of the act, right? Either because of something very tangible, right? Rishon Mishkab says just in general, right? If it's not done with intent, then it's not really an action. Okay. Rabbi Chano Osterman basically says, just like Misasik, it's not that the action didn't happen, right? It's just that in order to say that a person bears responsibility for an action, there needs to be a level of, let's say, of tziruf to the person, right? He needs to have intended to do it in order to say, oh, he did this, right? So he thinks in the case of the monkeys, let's say, right, there is, in fact, the works of Shakespeare. Someone wrote it, but you can't say that the monkeys wrote Shakespeare. Right? You could say, oh, these works of Shakespeare got written. So there is an action. You can't say there's no action, but you cannot attribute the action to the monkeys. Right? Without intent, the action is unattributable. No one bears responsibility for it or, you know, credit. Okay, and the last thing I wanted to bring up is the Stiplagon, who says that Nisasek, we basically say that the Torah is not Machayev without Kavana. Essentially, when the Torah says don't do stuff, it says don't do it on purpose. And we thought that was a lot like the idea of Safek Daraisa Lekula. Right? According to the Rambam, Safek Daraisa is always Lekula. And the reason why is because God said, don't, if you know something is Chalev, don't eat it. Right? If you see Chalev, don't eat it. If you don't know it's Chalev, God never said don't eat it, right? God didn't say, if you're not sure something is chelev, don't eat it. God said, if you see chelev, don't eat it. Right? If you see geranesha, don't eat it. If you see X, don't do it. Right? If you see Y, do it. If you don't know, God never told you not to do it, right? He only spoke to you in cases of actual knowledge. And in this case, Davashen Miskavim, just like and like Misasek, so the discipler says, oh, okay, Davashen Miskavim and Misasek are both cases where you didn't intend to do it, and God only said don't do it, right? He only says you're going to be chayav for doing something if you do it with intent. So in a chenami, you're doing the action, right? But it's only a problem to do an action if you're mechavin. And that actually, by the way, makes Rabbi Yehuda very understandable, right? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are essentially arguing about the nature of isurim and chivchatas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the isur is on the maisa, don't do X, right? According to Rabbi Shimon, right, it's not, oh, the maisa is usur, right? It's usur for you to, you know, to do this action. It's usur for you to eat chalev. It's not like, oh, it's eating chalev is prohibited. It's usur for you to eat chalev. Okay, so 1 second. Yeah, okay, just one very important nafkamina between these is the question of chalom va'arayos, right? Said by Misasek that if by Misasek, chalom va'arayos, even by Misasek, are chayiv, what about davreshin miskave? If it's about a pegam in the maisa, so I would argue, and this is exactly what the Rambam actually says, that davreshin miskave doesn't apply, it applies even to Misasek bechalavim. Because even if you eat the chalav in a miskavein, the davreshin miskavein, you'd be pater. Why? Because it was either because it wasn't also if you eat the chalev, right? Or because right, because God only said don't eat vade chalev. Or the other extreme is to say, right? I don't know. Maybe you didn't eat the chalev, right? It's in a certain, if it's davreshin miskavein, then perhaps right, we simply just don't view you as having done it. Right, no action of, let's say, I don't know, chil Shabbos, right? No, that's not a good example, right? Chilev. So you thought you were just swallowing spit. Swallowing spit is not an act of eating, right? So you didn't eat. No eating has been done, right? Your throat contracted, something went down your esophagus, but that is not eating. Eating is when you see food and you, right, want to digest it. So here, if you thought it was roke and it ended up being chilev, so the Rambam says that's fine, even though the Rambam thinks, oh, that by Misasek you'd be chayav. So that's because here there just simply is no Maisa. As opposed to, let's say, Misasek, maybe, the problem is be mitzarif the Maisa to you, or the nature of the Isser is the Hana. So if you got the Hana, you got the Hana. Okay? All right. Fine. So that's just a quick review of Davreshin Miskavein. Now, the Gemara says the following, right? Let's say, you have in a davreshin miskavein, you have the following case. Let's say in Tavar Shein Miskavin, you then go and do it, but right, it's a necessary result that if you do it, the Tavar Shein Miskavin will happen, right? What the Gemara calls a psik resha. Okay, so the Gemara says, and here, make it a little bit bigger. Right, Amar Mar, Basar, Afo Pishi Ishba Baheres, Yimo Dere Reb Yoshia. Okay, you have a kid, he has Saras, but he has Saras, right, where they're going to do the Bris Milah. It's also to cut off Saras, okay? But here, right, the kid needs a Bris Milah. But if you do the Bris Milah, you're going to cut the Saras off. Halam Alikra, Dabashin Miskavin Huvi, Dabashin Miskavin Mutter. So Gemara asked, how do we know that you could do Mila even if the kid has Saras? Gemara says, what are you talking about? It's a Dabashin Miskavin. So Amar Rabbaya, Lo Nitzucha El Rabbi Yehuda, Da Amar Dabashin Miskavin Aser. Rava Amar, Afilu Tema Rabbi Shimon. No, even according to Rabbi Shimon, Moder Rabbi Shimon, Bipsik Risha Velo Yamos. Right? Rabbi Shimon is Moder, then in a Psik Risha, that you would, that it would be Aser. Right? If you know 100% that it's necessary that if you do A, B will result, then it's going to be Asr, even according to Rabbi Shimon, even though you're not Machad. Abaya Leisle Hai Svara. Wait a second, Abaya doesn't agree to that. Right? Abaya says it's Evil Liba Deshita Sir Yehuda, who thinks Rabbi Shimon Miskavin is Asr. But Abaya Varaba Damar Chavaya Mod Rabbi Shimon Sikresha Vlo Yamos. And so it's Basa Deshama Mi Rava Savra. Rabbi heard it from Rava, and he was like, wow, it's a good Svara, I'm a Kaaba. Okay? He says, okay, you know, you're right. You convinced me. No further arguments, you want, Your Honor. And he agrees. Okay. So, just on a Svara level, right, how can we explain Psik Resha? Okay, Psik Resha, right, says, oh, if you know, I say by Darshan Miskavin that if A might cause B, that's fine. If A definitely causes B, it's going to be Aser. My first question is also, you know, going to be one question is going to be like, what does he mean by Aser? Aser like Aser, or like Aser and Yerchayev Achatas, or Aser and like we'll treat it as Mazid? I mean, what level of Aser does Aser mean? Right, but you know why does the fact that he's still not mechavin, why doesn't that get him out of it? Right, so what approaches could you go? Sorry, what approaches could you take? More accurate way of saying it. Yeah, are you?
It's impossible to not have kavana when you know it's going to happen.
Oh, it's really okay, hard to. Good. Right, you're saying at the end of the day. It's all very nice to claim that you're davarshin that you're not mechavin, but you clearly are mechavin. We can see you. We're not. We weren't born yesterday, right? You can say, "Oh, I didn't. I wasn't mechavin," but of course you were mechavin. Or, well, we don't believe you that you're not mechavin, right? It's like it's a classic case where you're like, "Well, yeah, I mean to do A, but like, you know, because you know that B is going to happen, so you really also are mechavin for B, or you're totally mechavin also, right?" So one thing is to say, let's just call it over here, right? One reason to say why you're chayiv is because it's mechavein, right? And you're saying, I'm just going to unzoom so you can see it, right? So how would I formulate this? You are mechavein, right? That's just the best way to say it. At the end of the day, you're really mechavin. Yeah. All right.
This is pretty similar, but maybe it's not. Maybe the kavana is just kavana to do the action is the kavana that's important. It's not kavana for the result. So if you say kavana to do the action, like you're doing the action that's bringing the end up the result of a malacha. So you still have kavana to do the action that brings the malacha, even if you don't have kavanah to the malacha.
Oh, okay, very good. Right, so it's not that you're basically saying, you're saying it's in the difference is really in it's the same action, or you're doing this action by day, right? So you're, even though you're not mechavin Meaning, Ari is saying you're mechaving basically for the result, right?
Right.
You're saying you're not really mechaving for the result. You're only mechaving, you know, to let's say the maisa is definitely there. So you have intent for the maisa, right? And you intend the maisa, right? Since the maisa is, since it's unavoidable, right?
Right.
Okay. What? Yeah.
You can see the Maisa is such a strong Maisa, and without Sveikos, that it doesn't really matter what your Kavana was because you did a definitive Maisa, your Chayiv.
Okay. I would put that together with Ari's. You're saying that or why would you consider that different?
Because even if you. Yeah, I mean, it's more a din in the maisa than a din in your intention for the maisa. It's like right.
This is the maisa, and you're doing it, right? You have no qualms about doing it. You know, your intent to do A is essentially intent to do B.
Yeah, so I'll say
A and B go together.
I'll say the fact that they go together makes it a more severe maisa, right? And therefore, like you're more liable, and you don't get off the hook for a lack of intention.
Okay. Okay, I hear that. 1 second.
Oh, come on. It's a different branch. Getting my own branch.
Yes. You're getting your own branch, right? Yes. If you intend the Maisa. Because it's necessary as a means, right? And Avita is saying, it's not necessarily that you, it's because it's a means to the ends, so you want it in order to get to your ends, right? Truth is, in that case, maybe I would argue that we should make, say, Ari goes a little more over here, right? One way is to say, you really are mechavin, right?
Right. My point was that I think Ari was saying that you're still mechavin because it's basically inevitable that you're not going to you're not going to get the totsah of a malacha. I was saying that that kavana isn't about the totsah necessarily. It's about doing the maase malacha. So even if you don't intend to do to have that totsah, you're still going to have kavana to do that maase, which eventually will bring the totsah. I think Amitai was saying that you're doing a maisa, so it doesn't matter what your kavana is because you're doing a maisa malacha.
Right. Okay. Okay. Fine. So then I think. That is a little tricky. Okay, 1 second. So then, okay, so where should we put everybody? This is Ari definitely goes here, right? You're a machavin, really, right? You know what's happening. You want it. It's geschmack. Like, you know, I don't know. You hate, I don't know. You hated that chicken. You cut off its head, and you're just like so happy that it's dead. You hated that chicken. You couldn't wait to get it dead. And you happen to find a kid who was like, I love chicken heads. And you're like, great. Today's your lucky day. You wallop off the chicken's head. Because you just need an excuse to kill it, right? Really, you want. That's what Ari is. You guys are saying, Ari's saying that really, you want to do the Maisa, right? Because the Maisa are the same Maisa. Maisa A and Maisa B are really Maisa. The only difference is that maybe you could say that, the ends, I don't really want this end. But if A and B are the same, A and B are the same Maisa, so you're doing it, right? They go together. So it's hyphenation of the Maisa. Okay, so that's not quite the way I wrote it.
I think that's a good.
What?
You could say the Maisa links them. It links your Kavana with the outcome, I suppose. That'd be Ari's.
A, as B is necessary for A, right? Therefore, Kavana for the Maisa side of it.
Right? This is Aries. Right? But not Tutsa. Okay. Amitai is saying that, look, at the end of the day, you're doing the Maisa. There's no sort of mitigating factors on the Maisa. It's not an accident, right? You totally did the Maisa, so, you know, you can argue that there's a chisaron in the Maisa when it's not a psikresha, because it might not happen, so who said you even did the Maisa? Who said you did the Maisa, right? Here, you've either did the Maisa of the Maisa, right? Okay. So let's say this is, you know, it's a full-fledged Maisa, right? Physically speaking. Okay. This is Amita. We can give these all names and then we'll actually... Oh, wait, we're not. One second. We can do this. And fantastic.
I think you could add one more to the left of Arya's.
Oh, wait. Yes, by the way, this should get moved over there, right? This should totally get moved over there because we're arguing. Why is there no good race here? Right? This is good because what that is saying essentially is that you are mechavein, right? Because at the end of the day, you're mechavein not because you mean for you really just want to kill the chicken, right? And this is just an excuse, or you're very happy to do it. So you also, right? You intend for A and you intend for B. Here I'm arguing you intend it as a means. Right? Now, it's not saying that, oh, I really wanted to kill the chicken the whole time, but I know that in order to get the head, I need to kill the chicken. So it's a step along the way towards getting what I want. And if it's a step along the way to get what I want, then since I want to get to where I want, I also needed to intend to do, right, what goes along the way. Right? If you say, oh, no, I don't, it's really horrible. I have a lot of horrible things to say, but I feel like it wouldn't be appropriate to say them. So, like, what would be like a good, like reasonable, here, this is a good one, right? This is like so crazy that it's okay, right? I want to save the earth. In order to save the earth, we need to kill all the humans who are ruining it. I don't want to kill the humans, right? I want to save the earth. Right? Therefore, right, I shall, and then, you know, a way to kill all the humans. Right? When you kill all the humans, right, you can't kind of, oh, but it was a Darshan Miskavein, because really I just wanted to save the earth. Right? Killing all the humans was a means towards the ends of saving the earth, right, because the humans are destroying it. You can't argue that you don't intend to kill the humans. You're right that your end goal is saving the earth, right? But, you know, you intend to do what you got to do. All right.
It's a strong means also, because just because you created a furrow when you moved the bench doesn't mean that it was actually a means because we don't know if a furrow would actually be created. It's a, you know what I'm saying, it's like a strong means. I'm saying for psikresha, when you intended as a means, it's a very strong means. Like if you created a furrow when you moved your bench, that's also a means to get to.
No. So there, I wouldn't say, because you never intend, it's not, making a furrow isn't necessary. It might have happened, but it might not. It's accidental. It's a side effect. Right?
Yeah, so it's a necessary, right, it's a necessary means as opposed to a
exactly. Possible, it's a bit, right? Yeah. Here I'm saying, I intend it because I need to do this in order to effect whatever change it is.
Yeah,
if exactly. It's not a psikresha, then I don't intend it at all, right? I hope it doesn't happen. Or I don't care if it happens. That's not at all related to what I'm trying to do. But if I tell you the only way to get A done is to do B, right? So then, okay, I'm going to go. It's like, you know, it's a little bit like, it's like when you're playing like one of these adventure video games where like you have to go and, I don't know, save the kingdom, right? But in order to save the kingdom,
you have to help, you know, the storekeeper, Bob, find his missing meat order, right? Which, like, then, and the only way to do that is to help, you know, like, the farmer, you know, find his geese, right? You have to do all these side quests in order to solve the big quests. At the end of the day, right, they're like a better kind of scavenging, right? But it's a secretion. You have to do all the side quests in order to get to the big quest. So you say, oh, no, it wasn't a scavenging to find the ducks, you know, or the geese for the farmer. No, right? That's part of playing, that's part of the steps that you need to do. So you intend it. Now, you would have loved to avoid the side quests, right? But since the side quests are a necessary tool in order to go forward, so I can say I intend it as a means, right? But, okay, you know, I intended it as a means, but as a necessary means. This is also by AR, just different AR. Okay. Any other options? Any other ideas?
Yeah. I think you could say that you lose deniability of Kavana. Basically the type of action or the way you do the action with certainty means that everyone will assume you had Kavana.
Okay, I don't know if that's so different from Arye's. Meaning, what's the difference? How would you define the difference?
The difference is that you 100% look like you have Kavana. And
Arye's, according to Arye, you know, you have deniability, only you know it. Okay, I don't know. I don't know if I would. I wouldn't split those aside. You could like fine tune, but I don't know if I'd count them as separate. Yeah, Tila.
I don't know if this would be an option, but everything we have right now seems to assume like really mindful action. Isn't there just an option where you're so focused on the outcome that like that there's no even like consideration of what it takes to get there? Because I know in the analogy with like the video game, there's like a very like step-by-step mission on how to get there, but I don't think it's always that intentional.
Okay, but what you mean, you're saying, I think, but that's already, I think, a question of, that would be like, let's say you're not aware of the Psychratia. Or no, you're saying more than that. Like, let's say you are aware,
but it's just not pretty close to intending it as a means. But instead of being like, oh, I need to cut this in order to get the chicken head, it's like, oh, I just want the chicken head. And I wasn't thinking what I was doing. I was just trying to get it.
Right, but I think then you would argue, right. I think, but if you say, if you're doing that, you can argue that, I don't know, maybe you can even argue that that's Misasa. Right?
Maybe.
The point by double grabbing, though, is that you're aware. Right? Meaning, you're right.
Aware.
What you're asking, though, is a great question in the sense of, well, where do I draw the line? Like, how mindful, how aware do I need to be to say that it's a Psychratia and not a Misasa?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a big question. That's a huge question. If you know, Tosfos in many places does this thing where he says like, "Oh, the Gemara said Misasik, it really meant Davar Shenem Misgavein. Davar Shenem Misgavein never really meant Misasik." Right? They're really like sort of like, you know, the same thing. So Tosfos really is under the impression that at the end of the day, like Davar Shenem Misgavein is almost like a form of Misasik. And like we just sort of have trouble saying like how aware and how mindful are you of that action. So if I can say, oh, it's definitely going to happen, right? And you know that, so we'll say, oh, you know, that's a Psychratia, right? If it's like that's definitely going to happen, but you don't know that, or if it's definitely going to happen, but you really don't want it to happen. Let's say you really don't want it to happen, right? So Tosa says, and we'll get into this probably next year. Tosa says, oh, if you really don't want it to happen, then it's like basically misasic. Not like, oh, like it's not good. Like it really undermines what you're trying to accomplish. Like by the chilaza, right? You find the chilaza, you want to like extract the dye. When you kill it, it's bad for the dye, but you kind of need to do it in order to get the dye out. So the Gemara says, oh, misasik kuetz on tilas nesham. So Tosel says that that the reason, you know, according to, if we're dealing with Rabbi, shouldn't we say Rabbi Huda? Right, the Ramban, I think, says, oh, according to Rabbi Huda, right, shouldn't he be chayav another chatas here? Because it's Psychratia. So we say, oh, no, it's misasik hu eitzel n'tilas neshama. So according to Rabbi Shimon, that would help us. Like maybe you could say, oh, it's like really made the Rishon Mishkan, but it's Psikresha. I don't understand. Why does that help us? So maybe he gets inside of Chatas, trying to view that still shouldn't help us. Right? So one of the approaches is say, oh, because so I think it says like, oh, it's so counter to what he wants to accomplish that it like knocks it into Masasek and away from Davar Shein Mizgavim, right? So it has to be, right, it has to be something that like on the one hand, at least according to Tosos, right, you're right, that the that this can, you can easily pull this into the realm of Masasek if you just sort of limit or minimize or somehow, you know, make his lack of mindfulness more extreme. I think other Rishonim take a different, say no, right? Misasek is about mindfulness, not mindfulness. The Rishonim Miskavim is about the nature of the action. So I think Tosos is going in the direction you're pointing out. But even so, right, the question according to Tosvos is, maybe you say it's okay, it's not mindful, so then sometimes you can pull it into Misasek. Why is it? What part of Sikrisha makes it worse than a regular Rishonim Miskavim? Why is Sikrisha so bad that we would then need Misasek? Right. Okay. Okay, fine. Okay. I think this is pretty good. Okay, so now right, so basically what we see here though is one second. I think Hila's point is a good one. Maybe, I'm not sure exactly how to add it into the chart, so I apologize for, because the chart is going to lose some of its aesthetic appeal. How would I say it? Right, it's like maybe Sikrisha is a form, is sort of like a weakened misasik, where on the one hand, you clearly are, you're doing it, you're doing the physical action. On the other hand, you're not really mindful and, or you're aware of the result, but you're not really focused on it, right? So it's sort of like a twilight zone of misasik. So on the one hand, yes, on the pu'ula level, right? Pu'ula, yes, you're definitely doing the pu'ula. Right? Kavana, no. Right? So maybe, right, it's like borderline misasik.
Yeah, so I'd word it as like being focused on the outcome as opposed to the means, even though the action, like, even though the means are, like, even though you're doing the action as a means to the outcome. If that makes sense.
Right. Although focus on the outcome, as opposed to misasik. Misasik is usually that you're not focused. You have to, I mean, if you just focus on the outcome, it would kind of knock me into the area, the category of lachashen tzricha legufa, right? If I'm doing a maisa, meaning what you could argue here is saying you're only doing the pu'ula, you're not really doing the maisa, because why you're not doing the maisa? Oh, because it's like borderline misasik, right? But then then you'd have to say that like within misasik, there's like a more extreme category, like Psikresha, and like a less extreme category of Misasek Gomer, where it's like really mutt, at least by Shabbos. Right? I mean, the problem is here that you have to say why Psikresha is Aser, but Misasek is going to be mutt. But you can't, right? You could say it's a question of levels. In a certain sense, really, Toso seems to say that in some places, right? That it's sort of like, oh, you know, Misasek is like a really, you know, like very detached. Here, it's not so detached. Like, he was aware that it's going to happen. He knows that it's going to happen. But, you know, that's really not his goal, and it's really not what he's trying to do. So it's, like, somewhere in between. So you're right. So I think that's good. First non-A initials. You don't have, like, a secret, like, first name that starts with an A. No. All right. Okay, fine. So I think this is very good. So, right, what we see, though, is essentially, are there two ways to say that the change in Sikresha affects Davar Shein Mishkavim? One way is to say that Sikresha basically makes you Mechavim right? This, I think this is the easier way to look at it, or not just, maybe not the easier way, but like the sort of more obvious way to look at it, is to say, oh, well, it's going to happen, so why are you going to be chayiv? Because you meant it, right? It's on purpose. It's not a davar shein miskaven anymore, right? It's a davar shekein miskaven. By fact that it's a psik resha changes your kavana. Okay? The other option is to say, that this is just as compelling, but it's just a little bit more complex, is to say that we can no longer, it changes the nature of the ma'isa, right? Either because since B is necessary for A, right? So it's like part of the ma'isa of A, right? Ma'isa B is part of the ma'isa A. So you're mechavin for the ma'isa. You're not necessarily mechavin for the totzah, but you're clearly mechavin for the ma'isa because A and B go together as one ma'isa, right? There's ma'isa AB. Or I can say, right, that physically, or you did the ma'isa, legamri, right? There's no chisaron in your ma'isa. Again, essentially what you're saying is there's a ma'isa here, and you did it. And you did it intentionally, right? There's no physical chisaron, there's no chisaron in the ma'isa. It was like more in the Pnei Yeshua department, right? There's no more mucha milsa, right? Here, saying, oh, you know, at the end of the day, right, A and B go together. So maybe we can identify A and B as one ma'isa, right? When it comes to the ma'isa department of Rosh Hashanah, where he keeps like the register of all ma'isim, right? There aren't two entries for Maisa Chatichas Rosh Tarnagol and Harigas Tarnagol, right? There's one entry called Killing Chickens, right? And under is like, you know, as like footnotes or subcategories, there are different ways of doing it, right? But there's no Maisa called taking off the head of a chicken as distinct from the Maisa of killing a chicken. Those aren't two separate Maisims, as would say Rosh Hashanah. They're one Maisa, right? So I can say here, that Maisa, right, in Psik Resha, Maisa AB exists, right? There's Maisa AB. There's no Maisa A and Maisa B. Okay? Over here, what are we basically saying? There's still two different Maisim, right? Oh, everybody froze. Why did everyone freeze? Moving right along, right? So we're saying over here is that in Psik Resha, we're changing the Maisa. And we're saying that the Maisim now go together. There's suddenly one hyphenated Maisa. There is no Maisa A and Maisa B. Doing Maisa A automatically causes Maisa B, right? You're simply doing one Maisa called Maisa AB, right? There is no action of cutting off the head of a chicken separate from killing a chicken. You're killing a chicken through cutting its head, right? That's simply one option in the killing chicken box. So here, you're only doing one ma'isa. So memela, you have, it's not a divrei shein miskaven because you're mechavin to do the ma'isa because you're mechavin for A. But you can't say, oh, I'm mechavin, you know, to bake a cake, but like I don't actually want any chemical reactions to happen. I just want there to be a cake, right? I want the heating up of the molecules and stuff like that, but I don't want chemical reactions to happen in the cooking of the cake. What does that mean, right? There are chemical reactions in cooking of the cake. You put in like sodium bicarbonate, like there are going to be chemical reactions, buddy. Like it's not, they're not separable events. They're not separable processes, right? So they're one process. Mimela, there's only Maisa AB, and therefore you're mechavin for the singular Maisa, right? And as we say in the land of Mordor, there's only one Maisa to rule them all, right? Right? In the land, you know, this Maisa lives in Mordor, and therefore, right, in the darkness, they have found them. Okay, over here, we're not arguing that there's one hyphenated Maisa, right? We're saying there are two different Maisim, right? They do exist separately. However, what you can do
is you can say that the maisa B was something that you were machabim for, right? Why? Either because we're not stupid, right? Or because we know, you know, we know how things work. Mimela, what does it mean to be machabim for something? It means to intend to do it, right? You do intend to do it, right? As a means, not an end. But that's still, you still want to do it, right? I mean, who says that kavana only exists if you're machabim to do it as an ends unto itself? Maybe it could be an ends, but it's an ends, but it's not an ends unto itself. It's an ends as part of, right, a broader project. Why do you want to eat the cake? Because I want to eat food, because I'm hungry. Okay. Oh, so baking the cake is the Darshan Miskavin, because really the result is that you want to eat food because you won't be hungry. Right? No, it's a necessary part of, right? You're baking the cake so you can eat it so you won't be hungry. So the baking it is part of your, is something you intend. It's not an ends unto itself, right? But no one would argue that baking a cake is not a malacha because it's not an ends unto itself. Okay? So what we're saying here, I also hear, what are we saying? We're saying there really are two separate actions, right? And the question is, how much can I say that the fact that you are doing this other action is, you know, is something, oh, well, you're doing it, right? So you're chayav and you're aware that it's going to happen. Or I say the fact that you're aware that it's going to happen, right, does that overcome misasik or not, right? The fact that it's an action, it's something that you are aware is going to happen, right, and it's part of what you're doing, right, is that going to say, oh, it's not misasik anymore, or no, maybe it still is, right? Because, yeah, but I really don't intend to do it. Okay, so the idea, though, is that there are two actions, right? Ma'asim. A, right, and B separately. However, if you have kavana for A, then you also have kavana for B, right? You have ma'isa A and you have ma'isa B, right? But your kavana, right, the A basically, right, then leads to B, kavana for B. Because they're either because they're you really are machabim, or because you really know that that's what's going to have to happen. Okay, so essentially we can say, oh, either your mice, the mice is different, so we're just going to define it as one mice, right, for different potentially for different reasons, or that they're really two separate mice. But at the end of the day, if it's a gracia, you actually are machabim because you are because it's a means, or because it's no longer going to be something that's misasik. Yeah, Tila.
I just want to clarify, when we say like the Maisa A, B, or A and B, does that include the outcome anywhere, or are we only measuring actions?
I think we're measuring actions. The question of the outcome is really more a question of Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa. It's hard exactly to be 100% clear on that, because you're right. When, you know, why should we say that it's davar shenei miskaven? Doesn't that mean that you mean, you know, you're doing the maisa, but you don't want the totsa? We're going to get to that. Tosos really does take that approach. You're a very big Tosos.
So can you do me a favor and just give one quick example of like something that has two different maisim that you can look at independently?
That's a good example. Okay, dragging the bench, right? You drag the bench, and by dragging the bench, you could make a furrow, right? Plow, meaning moving a bench from place A to place B, is something that is, you know, is a normal thing you could do, right? Happens all the time, and it happens all the time without furrows. As on the other hand, right, plowing, right, is something that you could do all the time, and you don't need benches involved. Right, you can move something around without making a furrow. You can make a furrow without moving something, you know, stuff from one place to the other. So theoretically, they're two separable actions, right? Each independent of the other. Not only because of the end goal, right? That in the chicken, you're right. In the chicken case, it sounds very much like malach shein tzrich legufa, basically, because you're killing it, but you're killing it because you want to get the head off. Not right, exactly. In the bench case, it sounds much more like you have these two actions that you can separate. Right. Tosos definitely in both this question and your previous point, really goes in the direction of saying that, yeah, really, Misasek and Davarshin Miskayavein and Malachashin Tzrich L'Gufa are all like sort of connected to each other, right? And a Psikresha is essentially a Malachashin Tzrich L'Gufa. We're gonna get back to that, I guess, next year because we're out of time. But that's exactly really the question of how much do we want to say that the in terms of the Maisa, right? Of course you're doing the Maisa, right? The question is whether you're doing you whether or not you have Kavana. Right? And that's the direction Tila keeps falling towards, saying, look, the question is whether or not you're mechavin, right? Are you mechavin for the totzah? Are you not mechavin for the totzah? Right? But over here, to say that you could, you know, oh, you're not mechavin for A, you are mechavin for B, not for B, so you're saying, oh, clearly there's one, you're doing mechavin for both, because you're doing them both, right? Question is whether or not you're doing them for the end goal. Right? The alternative that we're offering is to say, well, A, maybe we can really treat them as two totally separate ma'isim, right? And then the question is, what are you mechavin for? Or we can say, right, and no, right, you know, we're really not saying that you're changing your kavana. We're saying that they are literally one ma'isa, right? And that's why psikresha makes you mechavin. Right? Now, one very important thing with all these, between these different groups is melachashen tzricha legufa, right? What is a psikresha at the end of the day? Right? Is psikresha suddenly, you know, you're mechavin gamur, or is it, you know, okay, you were mechavin for the maisa, but at the end of the day, you still weren't mechavin for the totzah, right? You were mechavin for the tzrich legufa. So maybe when we say moder b'shimon b'psikresha, he's moda that you're chayiv, or he's moda that it's aser, right? What's he being moda to? Right? So that's a huge nafkamina of exactly this point. Do we say that, oh, you're just not mechavim for the end game, but you're still mechavim for the maisa? Or do we say that by psikresha, you're mechavim for everything, right? Maybe it's even tzricha legufa. Maybe it's mezid, right? Because at the end of the day, you intend to do the maisa. Okay? So those are all questions, nafkaminas, I think, of how we approach this issue of, are we changing your kavana? Or are we changing the Maisa, right? And to what extent are we doing that? Right? Are we saying like, oh, you know, you are Machavein, but only, let's say, as a means, in which case I wouldn't necessarily make you Chayev Achatas, right? Or I wouldn't necessarily Machayev you, you know, Misa, because it wasn't Mizid, but I would definitely say that it's Aser, as opposed to if I take Arya's approach and say, no, you're really Machavein, so I can say, oh, you're really Machavein, you're really guilty, right? And I can, you know, put you on the stand, and you could say, no, I didn't mean to. And I say, well, you know, we'll throw you into jail because we know you meant to. Okay. We're going to stop here. And then on Wednesday.